Hey, William, how are you?
Good, good. This is Leah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Leah, how are you?
Good, good. I'm one of the partners that own that property.
Okay. How's your day going?
Good, good.
Good.
Trying to make an offer? Just go ahead and do that. I get these calls all the time, so it's like, let's just skip to it and let me know what your highest price is, as is, and we can either work together or not. So.
I like your attitude. That's the same way I work. Give me a second. For some reason, it's not pulling up here. Yeah, Hartman. Yeah, here we go. I'm sorry. Let me just re I didn't realize you'd be calling back so much. You guys have a price in mind?
I mean, we know, I mean, it's income earning, and we don't really have a note on it anymore. So, probably market value,
Market
which
value?
isn't for us is 325.
3. Did
Yeah.
you say 325?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Give me one second. I apologize, my computer's being slow. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I buy a lot of houses, and I think we're kind of in the same situation. You don't have to sell it. I don't have to buy it. I don't need to buy it. But I don't see 325. Just looking at it. I mean, there is a realm that I would pay that if you were to do some type of terms. But I'm an investor. I buy a lot, and I don't see
All right,
325.
well, then what's your top end? Because it's income earning. It's been rented for the 15, I don't know how many years we've owned it. So,
Yeah.
I mean, gross is 25 a year, so
Gross is
in
25.
income.
Good. And okay. How long, so the tenants, how long have they been there?
Oh, I don't know. We have someone ma professionally manage it. I mean, we have annual leases, so I
Right.
don't know if it's the same one, but I don't even think it's had a vacancy. And I mean, if we do, it's for, 30 days until the next one's in there.
They're
So,
roughly
I mean,
renting for about $1,000 a piece.
yeah, 950 right now.
Yeah, okay. Okay. $950. I mean, I would pay your asking price, but I would be, it'd have to be on a note basis, meaning,
Yeah.
you're getting $2,500 a month now. I mean, what if we said, hey, we'll pay you $1,800 a month. We'll collect the difference. We'll take care of the maintenance, repairs, all that thing. All that, and then cash you out in 5 years. I mean, is that something that you'd be even interested in discussing?
Yeah. If you can bring cash in too
Yeah,
early on,
absolutely.
like a down payment in, and then yeah, we're financing your acquisition. I mean, that's fine. And
Okay.
obviously we'll give you better rates than a bank would.
Well, I mean,
So,
so here's the thing. If I agree to pay 325, I'm gonna expect no interest because the interest is paid, on that sale price. If I'm gonna overpay, I mean, it's not worth 325. I mean, you have other investments. I think you know that. Regardless, yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, good. Well, we find some something.
No, that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, I can work with that, to your point.
Okay.
You know, it's, I mean, we're making money off it now, and if we don't have to deal with it and it becomes your problem, then, I mean, it's, honestly, it was the first one we ever bought, and, you know, it's just been a steady kind of foundation of our portfolio. We have 8 others, so, you know, it's like, I mean, we can set it and forget it, and, you know, if you're, to your point, we can, you can take it and bring, again, we're still making money off it monthly, so.
Let's say this. What if we were to give you, say it's 2 units. Let's just say 20 instead of 15. Let's just do 15s around. So 1,500 a month, 15 grand down, 5-year term. Cash you out 320.
Wait, say that again.
So 20,000 down.
Okay.
15s around. 15,000 down. Up front. That's just right up front, right out of the gate. That's what you get.
Okay.
1,500 a month, 5-year term, 320 purchase price. So the 20K, it would bring it down to 300. And then, you know, so, but it's a 320 purchase price, 5-year term.
Okay. But you said 15 in, not 20. So
yeah.
Are we coming in at 20?
15 down, 5-year term, 1,500 a month. And then, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you have an email that we can, I mean, I need to, kind of plug that in, but I don't see why we wouldn't kind of see what that looks like. So,
yeah, I mean, it's, I do these deals all the time, and, you seem pretty sharp yourself. So I wouldn't mind dealing with you for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully we're not dealing with each other for 5
years.
No,
what I mean is,
I'm teasing you in that, like, we're both happy and we don't have to talk to each other too much, you know,
because exactly.
we're both happy.
We're friendly, but we're not, you know, hanging out in court.
Yeah. if you have, is this a message or a good phone to text you on? I can send you my email.
I'm going to text you off my personal, where it's a more reliable number. But yeah, this is a fine number to call, but I'm just going to text you for a better number.
Okay. Well, and because we'd want to kind of do our due diligence on obviously your ability to pay the note and take over the property. So
we can provide proof of funds. I mean, cash, obviously, you know, it doesn't matter. However you want to vet us, that's fine. We've never missed a payment once, you know, and we do this all the time.
Okay. What's the name of your company?
CBA Homes.
CBA?
Central Virginia, like CBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we got a big office right here in the Ashland Air Park.
Zach, what's your last name?
My last name is Weatherspoon, and then my partner's name is Forrest McGee. I'm going to text you. I'll text you all this information.
Okay, cool.
We hold a real estate license as well, so we can, you can look us up.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Your timing's really good, actually. We've been talking about this property, and like I said, we can forget about it or we do something with it. So, good timing on your end. Okay. Yeah. If you don't mind. And what did you say? 15.
I'm texting you the terms right now.
Okay.
Yep.
And, how fast would you want to close?
Can we do it today, please?
No, I can't do that. I've got too much going on.
I'm just messing with you, but I'm willing to go as fast or as slow as you want to go.
Okay.
Whatever works for you. I just texted you.
Okay, and then it's a 5-year balloon.
5-year balloon, yep. And I'm overpaying, so there's your interest.
Okay. All right, 15 cat. All right, 15. Sorry, I'm just making notes.
Oh,
but I know you're texting me to this. All right, cool. Yeah, send me that stuff, and let's get this stuff like kind of in an email chain so we can keep track of everything. And yeah, let me just run this with the rest of my numbers, but I don't see, you know, this sounds like a great place to start. So.
Okay. Well, how about this? Why don't you just text me when it makes sense for me to send you some paperwork? Because, you know, I'm happy to send it over to you, but you have enough information for if you do want to do it, then we can do it. But I don't want to waste my time and, you know, type something up that's not going forward. So you have the information. If you have anything, you know, any other questions, let me know. Obviously, we're not going to do this today, but,
yeah.
You know, I can send it over whenever you're ready to go forward.
I mean, are you talking like a term sheet or what don't you have time to type up? I just, you know, as far as communicating in a more formal way, is all I'm saying.
No, as far as putting those terms on paper where we sign an agreement and this actually goes, you know, to the attorney for us to close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so when you're ready to do that, just say, hey, shoot me over the paperwork.
Oh, got it. Yeah, no, I was just in the sense that we had each other's emails and could do some of this and you can actually email me those documents. That's where I was trying to get us to. That's all.
Okay. I can. I just don't like to have an open offer, you know, for too long. So I guess my next question was, you know, I always have a avoidance, you know, date set on there because life changes and we can't control that. So how long do you want to put the expiration date on this, you know, on this offer?
Well, the verbal offer, I would say, like, by Monday or Tuesday. But, I mean, obviously, we would put that, you know, some sort of thing in a term sheet once we're actually into the paperwork stuff.
Okay.
But I feel like before we do anything in writing, you know, we're both going to know what's going to be on that sheet and be comfortable with it. So,
yeah.
Which, I mean, again, I don't think much will change from what you're talking about. This is not my day job. So you caught me in the middle of my day job. I need time to think and kind of process and, and put it into my spreadsheet. So that's all.
Okay, well, put it in your spreadsheet, shoot me a text, say, hey, numbers work out for me. Can you send me something to, you know, elevate the, you know, conversation?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks,
Zach. I appreciate it, Leah. All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.